Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure, all in about 20 minutes. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. And in today's adventure, a dangerous alien escapes from the space station lab, and it's up to three teenage cadets to stop it.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Hunt of the Nidralisk.
Hey, Dad.
So, how are things in orbit?
Same as they were when you called 2 hours ago.
Did you feed the specimens yet?
Not yet. I'm trying to automate the lights here in the lab, so...
Zana, that's great, but day cycle is starting down here on the planet's surface, so they'll be getting hungry.
Yeah, I'll feed them.
Is that Zana? Let me talk to her.
Hey, Mom.
Honey, we found the most amazing creature down here. It has an internal skeleton, but not based on a vertebrate system.
That's cool, Mom. When are you coming back to the station?
14 hours. You're not bored, are you?
What do you think? This station has, like, 5 people on it?
I know it's not your ideal, but this experience is something not everyone gets to have.
Exactly. No one else my age has to live on a space station 9 light years from Earth with no one to talk to.
Well, what about the other cadets?
They don't count. Isla's too loud, and Shaw is... Well, Shaw.
You know, you could talk to the captain about getting your spacewalk certification.
I don't want a certification. I know this mission is important to you guys, but I didn't sign up for it.
Listen, Zana, this mission won't last forever. The experiences of people here can change your life if you let them.
Sure, Dad. I guess.
Plus, once you're certified... You could come on a planetary expedition with us.
Dad, I'm losing you.
Oh, looks like you're rounding the planet, and comms will be down for another hour. Feed the specimens.
I will.
Good. Love you.
Love you, too.
Hey, Zana!
Don't yell, Isla. I'm right here.
Sorry. My mom said to come help you feed the specimens.
Oh.
You're so lucky you get to see these all the time.
I guess.
I always thought they were so cool. This one eats redworms, right? What is it called? Nidralisk? Its cage is so big.
Stop! Isla, what are you doing?
Feeding you?
Oh, close the cage! You're supposed to use the feeding tubes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Do you see it? It didn't get out, right?
The door was only open a second. It couldn't have gotten out.
I don't see it in there. But my mom says some of these have active camouflage.
Active camouflage? Like, it can disappear?
Zana, you there?
Captain, what's wrong?
There's a debris strike incoming. I have to adjust our orbit to avoid it. Have you seen Isla?
I'm in here, Mom.
Good. Both of you come join me on the bridge immediately to strap in for the maneuver.
A debris strike? Well, that's just great.
We'll come right back to make sure the Nidra thing didn't get out.
Ugh, Nidralisk. Fine, I'll seal the lab, but you better help me find it.
20 minutes until the debris strike. Prime the boosters, Shaw.
On it, Captain.
All right, cadets, everyone strap in.
Is it warmer than normal in here?
Isla, did you replace the vent fans after you cleaned them?
well...
What was that?
It better not be the nav circuits in the hall again.
I swear I tightened them.
We need them active for the maneuver. I'll check.
So, see any good movies lately, Zana?
You know we only get new movies once a year, Shaw.
Don't worry! It was just a vent cover.
Mom? Something happened to her!
Calm down, Shaw. She's probably just...
Mom! Wake up, Mom! Are you okay?
She's passed out. Help me pull her into the bridge.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah! What is that thing, a lizard?
Whoa! It just disappeared!
Shut the door so it doesn't get in! Oh, I told you it escaped!
I'm sorry! How did it get out of the lab?
What was that thing?
I don't know. The cage said Nidrolisk. Isla let it out.
You what? This is why you need to follow protocol! Does it eat humans?
How would I know?
Your parents are biologists.
But I'm not. Okay, so now I guess it's hunting, and your mom was prey.
What?
How do we wake her up?
I don't know. Maybe it says in my parents' notes.
She has to adjust the station's orbit or the debris will hit us.
Shaw, can't you do that?
I haven't been fully trained. I'm just as likely to crash us into the planet as avoid the strike. Speaking of which, T-minus 17 minutes until it hits.
Okay, I'll head to my parents' lab. See if you can wake up your mom.
Here, put in this earpiece. We'll be on the comms.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have come alone. I keep hearing things.
Don't worry. We're watching for it on the cameras.
What was that? Why did the doors close?
We didn't do anything.
Oh, they're not opening.
Hold on, Zana. Shaw's trying to get them to work.
There's a short in the system. Hold on, I'll check the cameras. There! Something chewed through a control panel.
The Nidra lizard thing! Zana, it looks like the doors are busted!
What?
It's separating us for the kill.
Shaw!
Ow! What was that for?
Shaw, can you fix the panel?
Not without getting the doors open.
Is the panel near me?
Nope, it's in the engine room.
So I'm stuck here in the airlock room. Just another wonderful day in space.
The airlock!
Ow!
That's it!
Don't scream, Isla. The earpiece is right in my ear.
Oh, sorry. But you could spacewalk over to the lab.
What?
There's another airlock leading to the lab.
But I can't spacewalk.
Don't worry, I'm certified. I'll teach you.
If I'm out there when the debris strike happens, I'm dead.
If you're in here when the debris strike happens, you're still dead. I know what I'm doing. Trust me.
Just like you knew how to feed the Nidrolisk, why would I trust you?
Isla, Sana's not certified.
I know the rules, but she has to, or when the debris hits the station, we'll all die. Now put on a spacesuit.
Fine. I'll have to pull out the earpiece for a second. Hold on. Okay, earpiece back in. Suit's on. Let's do this before I back out.
Okay, you'll have to manually undo the airlock. There's a lever by the first door.
Done.
Now get in the airlock and hit the switch to depressurize.
Okay.
Now clip your suit to the fasteners and open the door.
Done.
Now, step to the edge.
Okay.
Zana! Are you okay?
I had no idea it was so beautiful out here. I can see the whole planet.
Zana, I thought you drifted off.
Nope. Still here. What now?
Step off the platform. It'll feel weird leaving the artificial gravity, but as long as you're clipped in, you're safe.
You're sure?
12 minutes left. Now or never.
Okay, here goes. Whoa! Oh, this is scary.
Feels like a roller coaster, right?
I should have checked off the certification ages ago.
Now, start moving across the station to the lab's airlock.
Okay.
Just make sure you always have at least one clip attached. No drifting off for you.
Got it.
Shaw, okay. Did you hear something?
What was that? Are you okay? Isla, come in.
Ah, hurry, Zana! The lizard in the bridge!
Stay away!
can't get in! The doors are sealed!
Come on! Sana!
No, I'm going as fast as I can! Oh no! Help! I missed a clip! I'm drifting! Oh, what do I do? Isla! Oh, please! Oh, God, please send help!
Zana, you're going to be okay. You need to use the propulsion pack.
What do I do?
Hit it with the broom!
Get away from me!
There are controls on your gloves. Use the pack to get to the airlock. You can do this!
Oh, I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Okay, here it goes. Oh, I'm spinning!
Use the red switch. It'll stop you.
I feel sick.
You got this. You don't want to puke in the helmet. Trust me. Now use the green controls to steer.
Okay.
My suit door! Get inside the airlock! Now!
I'm trying!
Come on.
There! I'm in! Pressurizing. I made it!
Zana!
Oh my gosh, I almost died. Thank you, Isla. I wouldn't have made it without you.
You did great! Listen, we've got the Nitra thing out of the bridge, but it's getting more aggressive. We've got to stop it!
And we've got to wake up Mom! I mean, the captain!
Right. Looking for my parents' notes now. Nitrilisk. Where is it? There!
Planet 525 Alpha. We discovered the Nitrilisk when it fluoresced under
that's
black
not it.
Light.
So you can see it with a black light?
It possesses a potent sleep venom with potential applications for cryosleep.
Come on, Dad, stop
space.
Rambling.
The venom is powerful enough that even the creature itself is vulnerable to it. We've isolated a compound that should work as an antidote.
They made an antidote!
Great! Where is it?
The notes say vial 32A. Oh, here it is!
Put it in a syringe and get to the bridge!
There's venom here, too. We could use its own venom against it to put it to sleep!
Good thinking!
Wait, how do I get back? I can't spacewalk if the suit is torn, and the doors are still sealed. The creature's moving around the station somehow, right? How did it get in the bridge?
It came through the vents!
I have to squeeze through the vents?
You can't! There are fans blocking the way.
Actually, I took them out for cleaning.
You never put them back, did you?
But now you can get to the bridge, so that's good, right?
No! The Nitrilisk would never have gotten out of the lab if you had just finished your job.
Stop! There's only 5 minutes until that debris strike! Get over here!
So I have to crawl through tiny vents while some alien creature is in there waiting to kill me.
Yep. You better bring a blacklight so you can see it when it comes for you.
I barely fit in here. Ow! My head!
Have you tried thinking smaller thoughts?
Not now, Isla.
My bad, you don't like my positive attitude.
It is kind of annoying.
Shh. Did you hear that?
Do you see anything?
No. No creature so far. There's a split ahead. Which way do I go for the bridge?
I'll look for a ventilation schematic.
I just saw something in the black light. Where is it?
Attention. I'm not finding any schematics.
2 minutes till the strike. Shaw, it doesn't matter anymore if you're certified or not. Move the station.
Okay. I'm on it.
Which way?
I don't know!
Ow!
This is my fault, remember? You can't trust me.
Earpiece, remember? Wait. Isla, that's it. You're loud. Maybe if you yell, I can hear which way to go for the bridge.
I thought you hated that.
I was wrong. I've been wrong a lot today. I can trust you, and right now, I really need you to yell.
Okay. You should probably take out your earpiece.
Okay, it's out.
Donna!
I hear you! I'm coming! It's so tight.
This way! You're getting close!
Oh, I found the vent!
Made it! Come on!
The nitro lift!
It's coming for me!
Quick, inject it with the venom!
Oh, it's knocked out.
Debris strike imminent. 60 seconds!
Hold on, I'm coming.
Get my mom the antidote. Hurry!
On it!
Oh, what? Why can't I move?
Mom! You have to adjust orbit! Now!
What? Report!
All boosters primed and online. Trajectory isn't mapped yet. I didn't know how.
Set it to 39 by 12 by 54 degrees and run the boosters hot for 10 seconds. Go!
Me?
I still can't move. Do it now!
Yes, Captain.
Hold on, everybody! By some miracle, we're clear. Now it's time to tell me what happened.
Well...
This is Bridge to Zana. You are cleared for spacewalk.
Roger that. Opening airlock.
You're clipped in, right?
Of course she is, Aria.
I'm certified now. Remember, Mom?
I trained her! Ow.
Isla, earpiece?
Right, sorry.
Wow.
Oh, pretty amazing, right?
Do you ever get over this?
The view?
The view, the rush when you step out into space. Isla, without you, I wouldn't know how amazing all this is. So I guess this really is all your fault.
You're welcome.
Don't let it go to your head.
Oh, hey, Zana. Now that you're certified, you want to come with us on next week's planetary expedition?
Wait, really? What's the mission?
Well, Mission Control thinks the venom we discovered has potential applications for cryosleep.
So they told us to capture more Nitrilisks. You up for that?
Can I come too?
Ow! Isla!
Sorry.
Hunt of the Nitrilisk, an original audio adventure cooked up in our secret Kaboom lab. Stick around for a preview of our next episode, but first...
We love making these Kaboom stories because they can lead to great conversations. Here are a few places this story took us. There's so much to love about that story, and I've never been on a spacewalk before, but I loved that moment where, you know, that spacewalk moment is so cool, and it made me think of a time when I was taken rappelling. And I've got a big, I'm one of those guys who has like a big fear of heights, you know, but there I was being lowered down into this enormous, like a 150-foot drop or something like that, tethered to this line, and I was so nervous until I kind of got sort of down into that 150-foot fall a little ways. And then I started looking around and just being really amazed by what I was seeing and what I was experiencing and my vantage point, you know. I got way outside my comfort zone, that's for sure. But it really was exhilarating. That's what this reminded me of.
Yeah, and it's so hard, that first step to trust the rope. Like, this is actually going to catch
me. That's right, yeah.
You know, and I was thinking about how Zana just clearly just did not want to be there at the beginning, but like you said, she has this eye-opening moment. And I remember when I was about 13 or 14, the Boy Scouts were going on a 50-mile hike in the mountains. It was going to take all week, and it was not just like walking along flat. It was like scaling mountains, and I was like, that is not for me. I did not see myself as the kind of person who would go on a 50-mile hike, you know, but I got out there, and we were just so far from civilization, and we were just, it was so beautiful. And I remember taking some quiet time by myself and finding a waterfall and kind of scaling up to the top of it and looking around and just thinking like, wow. Just this moment of wonder, like, look at this world that I live in, you know? And I wouldn't have gotten that unless, like you, I stepped outside of my comfort zone a little bit.
That's cool how a moment with a fictional spacewalk can take both you and me to experiences with great things just right here on our own green earth, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's where this story took us. And we want to hear where this story took you. We loved this comment on our Spotify channel from a listener named Charlie. Charlie said, "This is an amazing podcast filled with excitement and mystery. I recommend it to everyone." Aww. Oh, Charlie, thank you so much. It means a lot to us to hear that from you. And gosh, we hope everybody takes your recommendation. We love to hear from people who have enjoyed Kaboom. You can also rate us and leave us a review on our Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify channels. That really does help new people find the show. You can also email us your thoughts at KaboomPodcast@BYU.edu. That's KaboomPodcast, all one word, at BYU.edu.
Now, before we tease our next episode, we wanted to tell you again about an upcoming new mystery series from the Kaboom team called Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. It's the hilarious and heartwarming story of Quentin Manning, a kid who tackles mysteries large and small at his middle school.
Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice will arrive in late May, and you'll hear new episodes all summer long right here on the Kaboom podcast feed.
It's going to be so much fun, you guys. Now, here's a preview of our next episode, an original audio adventure called Divide and Conquer.
Ha! Yes!
That's amazing! You finally landed the feeble grind.
Gabriella's been prepping for a big skateboard competition, but it's at the same time she promised to help her mom present her latest invention.
It just uses a micromanipulator to section a single organism in two.
But what if her mom's machine could help Gabriella be in both places?
One part of me can go to the competition, while the other stays at the conference.
Hold on, that sounds crazy.
Hunt of the Nidrolisk was written by Trent Horton and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Brindle Braithwaite as Zana, Ellie Mellon as Isla, Coleman Higby as Shaw, Haley Nebaker as Captain Camille, and Andra Duke and Cleon Wall as Zana's parents. The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by Carly Wilson, Kiplin Merrill, and Ashton Parkinson. Dialogue editing by Ashton Parkinson, and sound design, music editing, and mixing by Gracie Davis and Ashton Parkinson. The episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom staff includes Miriam Arce, Evadane Hendricks, Trent Horton, and Tristan Schetzel. Our audio engineer is Carly Wilson. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.